Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Alba. It is Tuesday, the 11th of April, 2023. We are happy to have you here live on location at our studios in Richland Center, Wisconsin, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Welcome back in to hour number three.
Here we are, and I am now in a much better, cooler temperature room with a lot less noise. They finished up moving everything out of here.
Really? Those guys are quick.
Yeah, maybe we have to figure out whoever they hired to do the moving.
Right. Well, yes, that's part of why we're on location. Part of it just it's nice to come back out and be in the hometown, be at the hometown radio station here in Richland Center, but also a little moving underway today at the World Headquarters on our University Avenue location. Our sales team and some of the other support staff are being moved to our new headquarters in downtown Madison on State Street. Although Mr. Zommers and I will be at the current location for a month or two more while they get all the technical things done and assigned. So we'll be broadcasting out of there later this summer or later this spring or early summer, most likely. But happy to be here and on the road in the RC, as they say. Great last hour, Mr. Zommers. Phil Neage, one of those guys that just makes you feel better after you talk to him. Always bright, always happy, always cheery, informative. Phil Neage, great
guy. He's got a lot to share.
He does. And you know, he does such a great job on local sports, calling local sports with the same fervor, energy that you get out of a Bob Uecker with baseball. Of course, you can hear that on WRCE or Matt LePay on the Badger Sports, Wayne Larrivee, on Packers. That's really a lot of what local radio is, right? Bringing you those local games, those high school events that your kids, your grandkids, or nieces or nephews are playing in, but also being able to listen to the Brewers baseball and the Packers, the Badgers. One of the great assets of local community radio, and Phil Neage does a great job at it, as does the entire team here at WRCE and WRCO. One of the many reasons that I'm excited to be working for Civic Media. As I said, I was here in town over the weekend as well. Went to church at the St. John's Lutheran Church, Easter services, talked to a couple of people, three or four people I hadn't seen, two or three folks I hadn't seen in a while. And I get that there's still a little bit of apprehension about Civic Media buying RCO after Ron and Beth Fruit did so such a great job for so many years. But I will tell you that it was sold to the right folks and Sage Weil and Mike Crute. And the idea is to keep the focus on the community, to keep bringing you these great high school events, local news events. So we are proud to be a part of the Civic Media team and proud to be part of bringing you news that you can use and the truth, pursuing the truth wherever it may lead each and every day. If you'd like to listen to us, not just over the air, but on the app as well, you can download the Civic Media app by going to your favorite app store, typing in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media, Civic Media. Then download that. It is free. Takes less than a minute. Open it up, scroll down to WRCE News from the Center, click on that, and you can take Mr. Zommers and myself along with you each and every day, 8 until 11. Check your weather forecast here in the RC in Richland Center. News from the Center, mostly sunny today, a high of 78 degrees, could hit 80. 80 here in Richland Center today. For tonight, mostly clear, a low of 53. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and breezy, and a high near 82. Wausau today, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, a flood warning in effect for places along the Wisconsin River as snow continues to melt. Some very low-lying areas may see some flooding. However, the rest of the day, partly sunny, a high of 76 in Wausau today. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 54. And Wednesday, sunny skies and a high near 81. Over in Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio, mostly sunny today, a high of 73. Tonight, clear skies, low 56, and Wednesday, sunny skies and a high near 78. Couple of news headlines for you, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the campus situation. Also going to be talking about Mifepristone, the drug that was in one court was outlawed, and another court said it was going to continue. This whole issue is going to be going to the Supreme Court of the United States soon. We'll talk about that and take your calls as well. But first of all, a couple of news items for you, a couple of headlines for you. A 25-year-old bank employee opened fire at his workplace in Louisville, Kentucky yesterday and live-streamed the attack that left 5 dead and 8 others injured. A gunman was killed by police after a shootout that wounded 2 officers, leaving one in critical condition. According to a source familiar with the investigation, the gunman left behind a note for his parents and a friend indicating he planned to carry out a shooting at his workplace, though it is unclear when the message was found. Monday's massacre is the 146th mass shooting so far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, leaving another community in mourning while lawmakers clash over possible gun violence solutions. Again, if you are facing a mental health crisis, if you know someone that does, call 988 on any phone. Again, the number to call, 988, Mental Health Crisis Line. Stay with us. Come back. More after this. This is the Tom Elbow Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd.
Welcome back to Civic Media Radio Network. It's now 15 past the hour of 10 o'clock. What's the name of that song, Mr. Zombers?
1,000 Miles, but the real reason I'm playing it is just because we're making our way downtown.
Right, exactly. Very nice. Very good. Yes, we are. Civic Media World Headquarters, moving from University Avenue on kind of the nearish or middle west side near Hilldale Mall and moving down into brand spanking new offices on State Street, a block from the Capitol, across from the Overture Center. Much of the equipment being moved today, and thus part of the reason we're here in the RC on location, live from Richland Center, our station and studios here at WRCE News from the Center. Happy to be here, back in my hometown, back at my hometown radio station. How cool is that, by the way? Talk about, man, I'm going to do a little early attitude of gratitude. I'm going to do a little early. I'm not going to wait for Mimosa Friday, Mr. Zombers. How cool is it? I mean, it'd be cool enough if you're working for Civic Media, great company, but to be able to do it at the station that I started with back in 1987.
That is very cool.
To date myself. Yeah, it's super, very fortunate, very blessed, and still be able to work with a guy like the wonderful Phil Nee, who I've known for 36 years, who helped me get started in this business. So yeah, just makes me feel better to be out here. A couple of extra news stories here. I think we told you about Star Wars getting ready to celebrate finally a return to movies. But before you get your hopes up, a new movie about that faraway galaxy is not in the works, not a new movie. But Disney is planning a 40th anniversary release of Return of the Jedi for those interested in seeing the classic in the theaters again. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to see it. Looking forward to it. Also, Tupperware. Aaron, have you ever used Tupperware? Do you know what Tupperware is?
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, very good. It spans generations. Tupperware stocks plunge after a warning that it could go out of business. The 77-year-old container business is struggling to lock in money to finance its operations. Now, what is up with that? Tupperware can't even make it? Come on.
Yeah, because other brands are. You have like Anchor, I've seen, is a cheaper one, I think. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of brands that are not Tupperware that are the same thing. And I think a lot of people are wanting to move more to glass containers.
Ah, I see. I guess that's fine. Probably a little more environmentally friendly, but hard to be. I mean, I bet I could go after the show. I bet I could go to mom's house, and I bet you I could find at least one Tupperware product.
Oh, I know what my parents' house.
Who was in our household when I was a kid. I mean, it lasts, right? It lasts.
And so, if it doesn't, it's usually not a. It's usually user error.
Right. Like sitting, I think at one time in our house, a piece of Tupperware got put on a top of a stove, on a burner.
Right. That'll do it, no matter the brand.
That was nasty. Nasty to try to get off the burner. Stunk up the house. I'm not sure if I was responsible for that or somebody else. But yeah, I mean, Tupperware. What do you guys think of Tupperware? Give us a call. 715-388-7155. You can talk a little Tupperware this morning. 715-388-7155. Do you still have a piece of Tupperware in your house? Well, I guess just peer out now. Do you have a piece of Tupperware in your house? But do you have a piece of Tupperware that has lasted years? What's the oldest piece of Tupperware in your drawer, in your cabinet? 715-388-7155. That'd be a good poll question. How long is the oldest piece of Tupperware in your house? 715-388-7155. Give us a call. Area code 715-388-7155. I want to button up this story because we cut it just a little bit short because we had opportunity to have the wonderful Phil Neat with us, and I wasn't going to pass that up. So I just want to button up a little bit on this story of Washington County campus, the two-year campus of Washington County, having a vote by the Washington County Board tomorrow on whether to merge, their word, not mine, the Washington County UW-Assistant campus with the Moraine Park Technical College campus. And again, it's a very creative idea. It's essentially the Washington County Board saying, we're not going to let you do to us what you did to the Richland Center community, which I think is fantastic. I think it's great that they're using Richland to do a better job at other places. Josh Showman, the county executive director of Washington County, says, quote, folks who may be saying this is de facto closure, no, that's what's happening in Richland. He said, this is our way to have a say.
And before we continue too far with that, it looks like we have a caller. We have Jeff Perry.
Oh, fantastic. Let's go to the phone lines. Mr. Jeff Perry, welcome to the show, sir. What say you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Todd. It was great hearing you on with Phil. If you could tell him, I still owe him $5.48 for lunch at the old Hardee's in Richland Center. from years, it's been a long time since I've seen him, so I will get that to him eventually.
$5.42?
Yeah.
I'll tell him. And you know, Hardee's, by the way, back when we were growing up, couldn't get a better meal than Hardee's.
No, I enjoy. I believe it was a big roast beef and curly fries. I think that's what it was. So,
very good. I'll pass on. Jeff, of course, was my colleague here at RCO with Phil. So, yeah, I'll let him know.
I did my taxes last night, Todd, and I have some good news and I have some bad news.
Lay it on us. I want to hear this.
The good news: I calculated my refund. It's going to be $23,000.
Oh, fantastic.
The bad news, I'm going to federal prison, but that's okay because.
Well, and also, can we negotiate conjugal visits in terms of radio appearances if you go to prison?
maybe it wouldn't be worded exactly that way, but I think we could probably negotiate that.
Your Honor, I need a conjugal radio appearance visit.
I want my phone call so I can call into the Todd Albaugh show about what brand of Tupperware I use.
Yes, and we'll play banana phone every time you call from prison.
Oh, that would be great. That would be my fellow inmates would love that. I know they would. So I don't know if this would be one of the ways that Tupperware has met its demise or potential demise here, but yeah. If you went to my house where I grew up, and Mom might be listening this morning, I don't know, but if you went to my house where I grew up and let's say there was a nice big meal, as there often is, and there were leftovers that were going to be sent home, I would guarantee you that my leftovers would be sent home in an old Cool Whip container.
Right? That's true. In fact, I think my mom put some in a Cool Whip container just a couple of days ago after Easter.
So that's what I remember from my house.
So you don't remember any Tupperware in particular at the Perry household?
Oh, there was some, sure. But I remember more the Cool Whip container being used for yes. that sort of thing.
A lot less expensive than Tupperware. Wouldn't that be a great bit, though? I mean, if I wasn't afraid that people had AR-15s now, wouldn't it be great just to go around and knock on doors and be like, yes, I was just wondering, do you have any Tupperware in the house?
You're right, though. We probably would be injured, wouldn't we?
You can't do that anymore. I mean, even like going door to door for politics now, I'm not sure I want to do that anymore.
Or like even if I was still a kid and in Boy Scouts going door to door selling popcorn, only reason I'd be cool with that is because I'd be a small child in a uniform, clearly identifiable as selling popcorn. And even then I'd be like, maybe not anymore.
I know.
I think they do that now. They set up tables at grocery stores and things now, I think, don't they, instead of going door to door?
Usually we did both, and so do Girl Scouts. Oh, okay. Not all of them go door to door, I guess, but.
Well, there you go. It's a whole new, and I suppose there's online options now as well.
There sure are.
Probably.
But still, all right, so yeah, the Cool Whip container, that's a very good point, Mr. Perry. Very good indeed. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's just one of those American things I hate to see go by the wayside. I want some Tupperware.
Oh no, I get it. Yeah, I totally get it. And but I also get what Aaron said that, you know, there's a lot of competition now that there didn't used to be probably out there. It used to be, you know, they were the only game in town, so to speak, right? But now you've got, you know, many alternatives. So I guess I can see where they might be having trouble. But Cool Whip, they're going to be in business forever. So.
Right?
That's all I need to know. Yep.
I mean, that's just oil and preservatives whipped up. You can't go wrong with that.
That's why it tastes so good.
Exactly why it tastes so good. Here's a text. I'm not going to say it's a fellow Richland Centerite of ours. I don't have permission to use their name, but I'll simply say this person texts in and says, my mom still has her yellow-handled colander. How about that from Tupperware?
Oh,
I've got
nice.
One.
I think we had one of those now that that's been mentioned. Yep. Yeah.
That was a popular piece, and I believe I co-opted my mother's years ago, and I now have it at my apartment, the Tupperware yellow-handled colander.
Awesome.
It's a part of Americana, you understand?
I'm getting excited about Tupperware, Todd. What's wrong with me?
Can we have a Tupperware? Would that be great? We could have a Tupperware party on air. One of the last Tupperware parties. We could invite people in and have a Tupperware party on air.
I'm in.
Are you in?
No, I think the only thing is, like, you have to rely on people knowing Tupperware to say, like, the yellow-handled colander and have people know exactly what it is. But I think people do. I mean,
that could be another question. If people are listening, give us a call and let us know if you have a yellow-handled Tupperware colander, 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Talking about Tupperware, saying they may be going out of business. What is your favorite Tupperware piece in your cabinet? Mr. Perry's saying it's a Cool Whip jar. Or Cool Whip. Not even Tupperware. But you did say that you did have some growing up.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. But the leftovers, I just remember that being in a Cool Whip container. I sure do.
I think my grandparents have those little short Tupperware shot glasses, although they call them orange juice glasses, but we use them for camping, I think. All right, Mr. Perry, anything else you got for it? We got about a minute left here in this segment. Anything else this morning?
I probably should go see my accountant, so I probably better get going, Todd.
We don't want you. I'm doing my taxes tomorrow night down in the beautiful city of Monroe, or as Coach Rip used to say, Monroe. Remember, we had a classmate called Kevin Monroe. His name was Kevin Monroe, and he used to call him Kevin Monroe, Monty.
I still call it Monroe.
All right, Mr. Perry, thank you. Have a good day. Stay with us. Call us with your Tupperware story, 715-388-7155. Back after this, this is the Todd Allbull Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You see, this ain't your run-of-the-mill crapperware. These are some serious Nupont fiber woven bowls.
So if we purchase the 24-piece set, the mini sailboat is included.
That's correct. Lance, you look like a strong young
man. Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show. It is 10:33 on a Tuesday. Mr. Sommers, where did you find that? What's that from?
That is the Tupperware scene from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh my gosh, I'd forgotten about that. That is so good.
And then there's the other one where he buys the bowls, then they're talking about how strong they are, and he sticks it underneath the wheel of his van, drives backwards over it. He's like, dang it, when it explodes, and just drives away.
Well, welcome back to our show. We are live on location at Richland Center, WRCE. Happy to have you along with us on a Tuesday. It is 10:33 of the Todd Allbull Show on Civic Media's radio network, talking about a myriad of things. It's a potpourri, or as we say back here home, potpourri. It's a potpourri of details and subjects. We're talking a little bit about Tupperware, the possible demise of it. Also been talking about the possible demise of UW Richland. So as Charlie Behrens would say, a horse apiece. We are thrilled to join in with us. It is Tuesday. It's usually Tuesday Tangents with Luke, but I didn't know for sure whether he was going to join us with the moving. But Luke Mathers, you've gotten through all the construction, and here you are.
Yes, I got past the yellow tape lines, and we're all set.
You're fantastic. Thank you for making the effort. Before we jump in with Luke, we're going to take a call, go to the phone lines. Beverly in Richland Center has been patiently waiting. Beverly, we appreciate you holding on. We are joined also by Luke Mathers, co-host of Dueling Tangents. What do you have for Luke and I this morning, Beverly?
Well, good morning, Todd. And I promise not to make a habit of calling in. But when you're
No, please do. We love it.
I have to admit to you that I have a 1970s vintage set of mustard yellow Tupperware canisters sitting on my kitchen counter.
Yes! If I had a pair of Brewers tickets, I'd give them to you for the best story of the day. That is fantastic. 1970?
Well, yes, it has to go back at least to the 1970s. And a number of years ago, I had to leave for several days. And when I came back, my cat had managed to pop the top off those secure canisters and had dumped 5 pounds of sugar into the house.
Well, now, wait a minute here. If you got a cat that can open mm-hmm. Tupperware, you should be on the old David Letterman show or whatever with, pet tricks or something.
Well, the sad part of the story is within several days, that cat died of hyperglycemia.
I'm sorry, that's both tragic and it's quite a story. The cat opened the canister, ate a container of sugar, and died of hypoglycemia.
Well, he had rolled all in it, and it was spread all over the house. So evidently, he just tried to lick himself clean and licked himself to death.
A sugar-coated cat. See, this is if you could only know my joy right now, because when I was approached to come back on radio and to do a show, you know, people were thinking highbrow stuff, political things, whatever. This is exactly the type of call that I was looking forward to. This is it right here.
Well,
can I ask the name? What was the name of the departed cat?
Slayer.
Slayer?
Yes.
Slayer got slayed.
Slayer the sugar-coated cat.
This is the best call we've had in 4 months. Hands down. It's fantastic.
Well,
Beverly, do you still? So you've still got that that canister, that Tupperware on the counter then?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, that's fantastic. Thank you, ma'am, for calling in. Please make it a habit. More of this is exactly what we're looking for here. This is exactly what we need. So have a great day. Okay. I'm here in the RC, and it's beautiful out here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, great. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Have a great day, Beverly.
I will. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Beverly in here in Richland Center. See, now that, when our CEO, Sage Weil, says he wants local hometown radio, Luke Mathers, how much better can it get than that? We might as well just close the station down for the day.
I don't think we could do that, but no, that was terrific, and we appreciate your phone call, Beverly. I can't say that I've ever seen a cat open a Tupperware and get into sugar and then meet its own demise that way, I guess. But that is some kind of story, that's for sure. And folks, I'm witnessing Todd on the camera. He almost keeled over the desk that he's sitting at right now laughing at that story.
because that's, I'm not making this up. This is exactly why I love radio. And I mean, Phil and I have talked about this before. I think Luke and you and I have talked about this a little bit. So, you know, too often in big commercial radio, it's you get the satellite dish, it goes into the computer, and it just gets fed out everywhere. Mm-hmm. When you work in hometown radio, like here at Richland Center, these are the type of calls you get even off the air. When you're just, people will just call you up. And you'll say over the air, hope your day is going well. Here's what I did yesterday. And you don't even put them on the air. You just get a call like Beverly, and she says, Todd, how are you doing? Guess what? My cat opened up a Tupperware canister, ate the whole freaking thing, and died. This is more entertaining than anything else. And I'm loving every minute of it.
We're glad that you're at the helm of the Todd Alba Show, Todd.
It's unpredictable.
Unpredictable. Speaking of Mr. Mathers, our operations director, our executive producer, I believe your next title is Lord Mathers.
We're still figuring this all out. But
you could be the first knight by King Charles.
Sir Mathers. I think he already knighted somebody. I think, really? Yeah, I believe he's already knighted somebody since being coordinated. I'm not a patriot. I don't like kingdoms and fiefdoms and all those titles. Never been one to revel in the royalty. But yes, we've got a lot of moving parts, hence why you were in Richland Center today. We've got some changes happening here for where home base will be. Moving from the near west side to downtown Madison. So, yes, we are making our way downtown. Great job, Aaron.
Downtown. Little Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah. We're very excited. And there's a lot of moving parts going on right now at Civic Media. And we're thrilled to be able to be in the position we're in right now.
A lot of exciting stuff happening, not least of which, of course, Phil and I touched on this a little while ago. He popped on the air here and talked about the Brewers. Luke, if you're watching on our streaming on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, got the Brew Crew hat on.
Oh, yeah.
They stumbled a little bit last night, but otherwise they've been looking pretty hot.
Yeah, they've 7-3 start still. A very good 10-game start. Looking forward to continuing to keep an eye on the Crew the entire season long. We're thrilled here at Civic Media to be broadcasting the Brewers on two of our stations. So where you are right now in Richland Center, WRCE, and as well as WISS in Oshkosh. So Oshkosh Air Support, our flagship Civic Media Brewers station. And it's pretty exciting. I live in the northeastern portion of Dane County, Todd, and I can pick up the 1100 AM signal for the Brewers out of Oshkosh Air Support. So it's not just immediately in Oshkosh. It's a lot of the Fox Valley. You can hear that signal loud and clear, much beyond the Fox Valley. So if you're listening to the Brewers, you should be listening to them on Civic Media in Richland Center and in Oshkosh, but the surrounding areas as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those home games, when you get Bob Uecker on the call, we've played a couple of cuts. I mean, here's the guy in his whatever, I think 52nd year is what our friend Jeff Perry told me. 52 years calling the Brewers. And his calls sound as good and clear and strong as they did 50 years ago.
Yeah, It's terrific. I think the excitement that Uke brings to the game is terrific. And it's always great that I like listening to sports on the radio. My fiance, yep. Not the same. She doesn't have the play-by-play picture in her head when she's listening. But for me, I love listening to a call on the radio. And so whether it's the Brewers, whether it's the Bucks, the Badgers, the Packers, it's really exciting to me to listen to games. And we're thrilled that we have the ability to broadcast the Brewers in several different markets here in Wisconsin.
It's absolutely fantastic. Your co-host for Julian Tangents, which, by the way, for those who might not be informed, and if you're not, what the heck's wrong with you? Let me inform you. It is every afternoon, with the exception, of course, of Bull Falls Radio, which our wonderful colleague Chad Holmes has a very fine program from 2 until 4 of Bull Falls called The Chad Holmes Show. And he does a great job up there every afternoon from 2 to 4. For the rest of the network at 2 o'clock, it is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And you guys have been having a couple of great shows lately because Brian's been back in the chair. What's hot lately on Tangents? What have you guys been talking about for those who might not listen on a regular basis? Give them a taste of a tangent.
Well, one of the things that I want to talk about with Brian, and unfortunately he's not going to be on the air today, so it's not going to be this afternoon, but it's going to be coming up soon, is talking about the call of baseball games. So baseball, one of the few current major league sports that has very, very limited like replay and challenging things like that. There's been more of that into basketball, football of recent. And last night, if folks, you caught the game for the Brewers, they were out in Arizona, which makes it a little harder for me. I go to bed pretty early. But those West Coast and Mountain Time starts of 8:40 p.m. Todd. That was what first pitch was. So I was trying to catch as much of the game as I could. But the umpire had an 80% rate of called strikes. 11 of the 55 called strikes were actually balls last night in the Brewers game. And so Brian and I both like baseball. I have a feeling we're going to get into whether or not there's going to be some AI or kind of remote umpiring instead of the arbitrary process of a professional behind the plate, but sometimes that professional has a 1 in 5 getting it wrong. Like the 20% of the called strikes were not strikes last night. And so I think that's an interesting argument. We're going to talk about that, but so much more, everything going on in news, politics.
But to your point though, isn't that, I mean, here it gives us something to talk about. It's part of the game. Sometimes you get a crappy umpire and then everybody talks about it. You beat up with the
umpire. Should that be part of the game?
It's part of the tradition. I mean, Tommy Lasorda going after umpires like nobody's business. You never have Tommy Lasorda going after an AI computer.
No, I'm not saying that all of the pitches be called by an AI computer, but if all of a sudden you know you're getting that many wrong, that a system tells the umpire, hey, you're a little off your game today. Like, maybe that one wasn't what you called it. I think some real-time guardrails or checking like that could be really interesting. I think a lot of people were criping about the pitch clock. That was new this year, yeah. And both pitchers and batters have to be ready. There's more of a game clock like in basketball. If you haven't tuned in yet to the Brewers games, you ought to be on WRCE and WISS across Wisconsin. But this new format is in a lot of regards, I think, it's a very small sample so far, but there's a lot more action going on in the game, and it's exciting, and there were a lot of critics at first, but I think little tiny tweaks like this could improve our professional sports scene, and maybe after an 80% call rate for called strikes last night, we can at least have the discussion. You're right. It is something to talk about.
It'll be something to talk about. I'm interested to see what Mr. Kelly's thoughts are, of course, because he is a Chicago Cubs fan. We don't hold that against him, but he is.
Usually we don't.
And usually we don't. But, of course, down in Chicago, they do things a little bit differently. If you give a guy a bag of cash before a game, you get a better call. So, I mean,
that's not an exclusive Chicago thing, though. Let's not. Come on.
You get a Chicago hot dog and a deep dish pizza maybe thrown in as well. I don't know. Politically speaking, in the state, Luke, it's of course, I haven't really talked to you, I guess, since last Tuesday, and the big race for Supreme Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz hammers former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, and Scott Walker is talking about the kids Yeah. It's like an episode of Scooby-Doo. I would have gotten away for it if not for the dang kids.
Those meddling children that can vote, that are 18 to 30. Yeah, it's their fault. William Walter and I had an excellent conversation about that yesterday on Dueling Tangents. If you missed it, you can go check out the podcast for that show, for all of Todd's shows as well, at civicmedia.us. So we did dive deep into that one, but I think it's important just to highlight, people were voters. They were listening. Last week and all the shows leading up to last week, Tuesday, Todd, people voted, and that's awesome.
You want to know why? Because they listened to you. They were a voter. That's exactly why. Back with more Luke Mathers after this. This is the Todd Allbowl Show, Tupperware Party Extraordinaire on the Civic Media Radio Network. Down. Back to the Todd Allbowl Show. It is now 10:50 on the time and temperature sign. That's 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we will have news for you as well as weather. And then at 6 minutes past the hour of 11, it is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. Great program, as always, coming up today. Maybe we should ask them if they still have Tupperware. I'm sure Jane still has Tupperware. Well, I shouldn't say I'm sure, but I bet she has. But these young people, these kids... Well, because Jade and I are roughly this, you know, of a certain generation when it was common. And so, you know, during the let's just let people know that during the break, you know, Luke says to me, "Are you old enough to remember like Tupperware parties?"
I didn't say it that way. Stop it.
He didn't say it that way.
I simply said, I can't believe there was a time where that was just commonplace. Like, it was just like, oh, those were a regular occurrence. And that to me is a little strange because, yes, growing up, there was an occasional Tupperware / Pampered Chef / whatever product that was trying to get moved by a bunch of different people all at the same time. It's just strange to me that was a regular thing because you don't hear about it all that often anymore.
That's because now it's all pyramid schemes or people are aware that it's a pyramid scheme.
Well, those have been around for a while too. But no, I mean, it's a cultural thing, right? I mean, it's a generational thing. You're still on the cusp of the Gen Z generation. But yes, you know, as a Gen Xer, you know, born in 1969, I can remember that, you know, growing up, it was common. Your mom would have Tupperware parties. And then Avon. Do you remember the Avon lady?
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably before you guys' time.
My older sister tried to get into that. And then she bought like way too much stuff and couldn't get rid of it. And we're like, why did you do this?
So you had the Avon lady that would come ring your doorbell. And you have Avon parties. And then you had, what else do you have? Avon, Tupperware. Pampered Chef came along later on. That's a thing. So, yeah, because you guys, it was before the internet.
Yeah.
That was the in-person internet, mm-hmm. right? You had to get together.
And that was the thing. It was a very communal aspect, and that's kind of gone away, which may be a reason why Tupperware is not doing so hot anymore, because they don't have all these people everywhere popping up hosting Tupperware parties.
Well, it could be. Here, one of our listeners texted in. This is from Winding Trail Vintage. Only one left in stock. $12. A vintage yellow colander right here. Ooh. You can buy it. It's a real thing. My friends, you can share this with Aaron.
My folks have a pea green Tupperware with the lid.
Olive
it's got
green.
All the. Was it olive? I feel like it's not as. I could be wrong. It may have lost a little bit of its color over the years as well, but I know that one's still in well use at my folks' house. And there's plenty of authentic Tupperware that is just roaming around and floating through the Mathers family.
My late grandmother had an absolutely like unfathomably large amount of Tupperware that when we did her estate sale, I feel like we had a room dedicated to Tupperware. It was ridiculous.
It's called the kitchen.
Well, yeah, that's, you know what I mean.
That was good. I like that. It's called the kitchen. No, but some families are more into it than others, I guess. So, yes. You know, whatever floats your boat.
Oh, we've got the entire growing up, I remember there was the nice Tupperware, like the actual brand name Tupperware, and then you'd have like the plastic kind of like Tupperware, but they would just be like floating around, like Hillshire Farms, ham containers and stuff. Like those became like makeshift Tupperware and all that. So there's definitely like, oh, it's either the good Tupperware or the Tupperware that I'm totally fine with guests leaving with leftovers and never seeing that ever again, but it served the purpose of Tupperware. So
you're 100% right. See, Jeff Perry, our earlier caller, Jeff called in and brought the Cool Whip container. Yep. And you're absolutely right. Go. Whether or not you get the good stuff or the fake stuff is a judgment on how reliable that person is to return the said product.
It's a Tupperware tier. And where you fall on that tier is how close you are with the individual that owns the Tupperware.
Well, so usually, even if I'm pretty close with a person, it'll be like, all right, we're going to give you the bottom tier Tupperware and explicitly tell you, just don't give it back. Please, we have too much. So it's,
well, that's true too, right? Sometimes you have too much and you got to get rid of it. You don't want it back.
Right.
Because you feel guilty throwing it out. And well, maybe it just won't come back.
Maybe they'll throw it out.
Just if you don't bring this back, it's totally okay. Wink, wink. Right. Please get rid of this for me. I can't throw it out. I need you to throw it out for me kind of vibe.
Kind of like your drunk uncle. Well, maybe he just won't come back. Maybe he
what?
What's a, well, I mean, just not back to the party. I mean, not, like, die. You know? I never had a drunk uncle, but I know people that, that... One of my favorite characters, by the way, on Saturday Night Live, drunk uncle.
Bobby Moynihan did a terrific job with that one. That was a very good character.
This is going. This is exactly what I wanted this morning. By the way, tangents galore.
And, it's a Tupperware tangent Tuesday.
What?
It's a Tupperware tangent Tuesday.
The alliteration. There that's what gets me.
It's all the T's.
Right. Exactly. Any big plans for the show other than there's going to be one this afternoon?
Well, the more I pull on this thread of this. Clarence Thomas and the billionaire story, the more is being. Revealed. And so interestingly enough, over the weekend, you and I last Friday, and folks, again, if you missed it, last Friday's edition of Dueling Tangents, it was a terrific one. Todd joined me for the entire hour, and we talked about this reporting over at ProPublica of a piece really illustrating all of the times throughout the last 20 or so years that Clarence Thomas probably should have been reporting these lavish trips that he was going on through a right-wing billionaire donor, but he wasn't disclosing them. He wants to disclose them in 1997, but hadn't been. And a lot of conservative pundits over the weekend came out in defense of Harlan Crow, this billionaire donor, and Clarence Thomas. And now looking into the organizations that these conservative pundits work for and are employed by and are cashing paychecks through, a lot of them have received funding from the same billionaire donor. Harlan Crow has donated to all of these organizations like the Dispatch and more that these conservative pundits are saying, hey, no, I know Harlan Crow and he's a great guy and he doesn't collect the Nazi memorabilia stuff because he has a Nazi fetish. He does it to commemorate history. And so we're finding out that all of these pundits that are coming to this guy's defense are all on the payroll, which is all the more reason why Clarence Thomas should have been disclosing all this relationship and all of the trips that he's gone on over the last two decades. So probably going to tug on that thread a little bit more, Todd.
Luke's just a little bit hot about this. Well, that's fantastic. I love it. Join Luke and somebody on at 2 o'clock. You have a guest host today or just Luke? Just
me and Evan right now.
And that's more than enough.
Yep.
Right there. What more do you need? Luke Mathers, co-host of Dueling Tangents at 2 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network, except for Bull Falls Radio where you have Chad Holmes. Luke, thank you very much. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a great day.
You as well, Todd.
Thank you, Kristen Bry and Jay Matinera. As Goes Wisconsin is next. Thanks for the callers. Thanks, Mr. Zomers. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Todd Alba on Civic Media. Keep banging your drum. Keep banging